Story U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Democrats' investigation into President Donald Trump finds significant wrongdoing, chamber will have to move to impeach him. Pelosi said, quote, if the goods are there, you must impeach. Her remarks were in response to a question on whether there is an alternative option of simply voting to censor the president. Pelosi said the idea is not under consideration. Supporters of impeachment want hearings into allegations that Trump obstructed justice in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Pelosi, who is reluctant to move forward, has also warned of stonewalling by Republicans. She said the House Democrats must make the case for impeachment so great that Republicans in the Senate convict. U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential contender Bernie Sanders has slammed Donald Trump as a racist and dangerous American president.
We have a president who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is a homophobe, who is a xenophobe, and he is a religious bigot. And his strategy to win re-election is to divide the American people up based on the color of our skin, based on where we were born, based on our religion, based on our sexual orientation. We got a lot to do, but our job, most importantly, is to defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
Maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed it.
Sanders blamed Trump for misleading the American people, but what he described as lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense. Democratic candidate said the U.S. president does not speak a word about key issues such as climate change and the gun crisis. Sanders also accused Trump of applying a tax plan which works for the benefit of the rich while half of America has no wealth at all. 77-year-old Vermont senator lost the 2016 Democratic primary to Hillary Clinton. Sanders has been among leading prospective candidates in opinion polls for the 2020 presidential race. Joining us out of Washington, D.C. is our own Press TV's Colin Campbell. Hello there, Colin. Colin, your thoughts on Bernie Sanders' remarks about the president. Will get him anywhere in 2020?
Now, this is a narrative you'll hear a lot of Democrats talking about, and that's not only just the demagoguery coming from the U.S. president, but also some of the dangerous rhetoric that we've heard, not just recently, but since he became president of the United States, and even before when he was campaigning. Some of his rhetoric has included xenophobia, such as looking at Mexicans or people from Central America as rapists, as drug mules, and so on and so forth. We've heard some of the misogynistic type of rhetoric coming from him even before he was president, when he used to villainize a popular comedian by the name of Rosie O'Donnell. Another time when he was debating, he also referenced her again. But we've also heard throughout time as he talked about women as dogs and other things. And a lot of people don't understand. Just because someone doesn't attach a racial epithet to their rhetoric doesn't mean that it is not racist. And that is when he talked about the protesters in Charlottesville. It's not that he demonized black people during that time when he talked about it, but the fact that he seemed to defend the Charlottesville protesters as fine people, despite the fact that they aligned themselves with neo-fascist idealism, with neo-Nazis, with anti-Semitic rhetoric, those things are also and the fact that they align themselves with neo-Nazis, that is in itself racist, and to defend that is aligning and being complicit with racism. So therefore, there are a lot of things that Senator Sanders has talked about that are not just on ongoing theme with Democrats, but some Republicans who also believe that the president's rhetoric is very dangerous. One more thing, though. If we look at just how the president has operated, and that is trying to create doubt among the U.S. intelligence system and trying to gain information, that helps to erode some of the democratic foundations of our country. The way that he and the White House has ignored subpoenas coming from the House Judiciary Committee. Again, this is an erosion of the democratic operations of the country. So when the senator talks about how dangerous this president is, it's not just on a social level, but on a political level and something that can affect the emotional and psychological level of this country as well.
And then our previous story there, Colin, where Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, she's saying that, look, Impeachment is very viable. It's still on the table. But we need an ironclad case that we could take to Republicans and get them on board as well. Where do we stand as far as impeachment proceedings go? Will we see them before the next presidential race?
Yeah, and it looks like she is moving closer and closer towards impeachment proceedings. What Pelosi, House Speaker Pelosi, wants to do is she wants to be very strategic before she starts impeachment hearings. Because of the fact that the impeachment drum has been beating for so long, it's sort of lost its effect. And what Pelosi wants to do is okay. to show that there is a very strong causation for the president to be impeached. That's what she's looking for now. But every day it seems that more Democrats and some Republicans are saying that the president should be impeached, not just because they may not want the president in office, but because it's the right thing to do for the democratic process, for the government, for the nation to heal, to move on. I think that a lot of people misunderstand that impeachment doesn't mean to just push the president out of office, but it does mean to call the president into account for his actions and his words and what he does. And for a lot of people, impeachment means a lot of things. It could mean the racial, it could mean some of the dangerous and bombastic rhetoric that he's had throughout the months. It could mean the obstruction that Mueller outlined in his report. And for some people, it means all of those things. And I think right now, Pelosi just wants an ironclad case before she starts that impeachment proceeding. And she's also waiting to hear from more Democrats and possibly some more Republicans before this happens. The reason for that is she could impeach in the House, but once it gets to the Senate, it may not happen. And that could actually help Donald Trump to win in 2020 if it looks like he is fighting off his enemies and succeeding.
A denunciation of the man and everything he represents and stands for. Thank you there for that update out of Washington, D.C., our own Press TV's Colin Campbell.